Hello and welcome to The President's Perspective, a monthly half-hour chat with the president of Texas A&M University Commerce, Dr. Dan Jones. I'm Jared Knight. Dr. Jones, great to have you in the studio.
Always great to be here, Jared.
It's May already, and on this month's episode, we're going to talk about wrapping up the spring semester. Commencement is just around the corner, and accomplished speaker returns to his old stomping grounds. We'll talk about that in a bit. We'll also highlight the distinguished alumni event. But first, here in the off-season, let's talk football.
That's right, Jared. Our guest for this portion of the program is head coach Guy Morris. And we're going to ask Coach Morris his thoughts on the upcoming season, how spring practice has been going, and let's get right into it. Coach, good to have you here.
Thank you, Doctor. It's good to see you.
Well, it's always good to be someplace, isn't it?
That's right. I hear you've been a traveling man lately.
Yeah, well, you know, that's this job, unfortunately, this job isn't performed in commerce all the time, but it's always good to be home. Well, let's talk a little bit about how the spring practice has been going and, you know, where you think we're headed as we head into the fall season.
Well, I was pleased with spring. Our kids, they really, really worked hard getting prepared for spring training.
And good.
We'll talk about that in a minute, I think, about Coach Farmer and all the good that he brings to the table. But I think we got to accomplish what we set out to do. We only had one person get hurt, a new injury, which we were trying to get out of it with none.
Right.
But, you know, unfortunately, we got a little overzealous and hit a guy when he was unprotected. But
yeah.
Those things happened, but he's going to be okay.
Good.
No
good.
Concussions and things like that. We got everything taught that we wanted to get in. I think our kids have responded to kind of a new practice schedule that we've introduced. It's about, if you go an hour and 20 minutes, you've gone too long with this generation. They just
yeah.
cannot absorb it and stay focused.
Right.
So we've been pretty much rapid fire, break it up into 10-minute segments. I have to remind them each time we change periods, now we're going to focus on this, guys. We got to get this done in this period, and then we'll go do something else. And that's really helped our attention span stay focused. Put in some new wrinkles, going back to throwing the ball a little bit more, a little more misdirection in the backfield. I know Coach Williams was trying to protect a young secondary last year. We did a lot of zone coverages and didn't do quite as much blitzing as he would like to, and especially I would like to. So we're going to go back to our aggressive ways from 2 or 3 years ago and
good.
Go after people. We'll make something happen. Somebody's band's going to play. Could be theirs, but hopefully it'll be ours.
Yeah.
And, you know, just put some pressure on some people, more pressure.
Good.
And the kids really respond to that. That's a style of football that defensive players like to play.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that'll be good for us. We have a good bunch of recruits coming in. We're real excited about we've got 24 right now and still chasing a few more.
Good.
There's a couple of good receivers in that group, really good receivers that can come in and help us. And
how are we looking at quarterback?
The class. We're good. We're going to show up with 6 in the fall.
Good.
Hopefully that'll get us through a season. we had 6 last year and it didn't help. But
yeah.
we feel better about the quality that we have recruited this year. One's a local kid right over here at Lone Oak High School.
Good.
Try to mention his name, Trevor Lassiter. His dad's the head coach over there. He's an alumnus of Texas A&M.
Oh, that's tremendous.
Commerce, East Texas
yeah.
State.
Right.
So they're all fired up about coming over.
Oh, that's tremendous.
But we'll have some good arms in camp. Starting this fall.
How about the spring game a couple weeks ago? Were you pleased with the way that went?
Yeah, we got out of it again with no injuries. The kids executed pretty good. We missed a couple of throws that could have given us a couple more scores. And I think people realize that because I got a lot of comments from some people in the stands that they were really pleased to see the offense
stepping it
up. A little
up.
More production
yeah.
than we've had in the past. Which is good, I guess. I mean, you don't want your offense blowing out your defense, obviously, because you've got problems in the fall if that's happening. But
right.
they did show signs of you know, putting up more points,
mm-hmm.
moving the football, more yardage. I think some people saw the option that we're going to use, a little bit more misdirection. So those things should help us in the fall.
Had a pretty spectacular defensive play with an interception and a 93-yard run back.
Joel did a great job with that, broke a couple of tackles and outran the rest of them. So that's telling me we got a little speed in the secondary,
yeah.
which is always good.
Yeah.
You're either chasing it or you got it or you're chasing it, one of
right,
the two.
Right,
and
right.
It was good to see him take it that far. And
yeah,
score.
He really broke out and
he
got
did.
The job done.
He did.
I know you've been working a lot on conditioning. We got a new strength coach.
Yeah, his name's Lance Farmer. He is certified by every board in America that you can be certified by.
Good.
Very knowledgeable. The kids really like his style, and we've already seen some gains coming from his efforts. We have a long way to go yet, but I think he's going to make a difference. And the kids are excited about it. I think that'll keep some of our student athletes in town during the summer. You know, a lot of them have to go home.
Right.
But with him being here, they're making plans. They're finding a way to stay over the summer and take advantage of Coach Farmer.
Good. I know he's putting in some long days. He's out here at 6 in the morning and well into the evening.
He's like a robot.
Yeah.
Nothing bothers him. He doesn't ever get thirsty. Never has to go to the bathroom. He's there from dusk till dawn.
Yeah.
And I guess, that's what it takes.
Yeah.
He's willing to do it. He's loving his job here.
Good, good. Lives here in Commerce?
He does. Close. He can walk to work every day.
Good. Well,
he's just
strength coach. He's got to, get his workout in too,
he's
right?
Possessed with getting this program right,
Good.
And that's a good thing for us, for
yeah.
all of us.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's great. What about summer workouts? I know the NCAA's got some rules you got to be careful about in terms of summer conditioning and so forth.
Yeah, well, that's very true, and it's a little hard to explain at the Division II level, but he can be out there with them for safety purposes,
right.
Technically, is what it's for, but he cannot be giving them any kind of instruction, and I know at the Division I level you can do that through the strength coach.
Yeah.
And kind of bend the rule there a little bit. We can't do it at this level. But at least the kids will be here working under his supervision.
Right.
And he can post a workout, and then if they choose to do it,
it's up to
volunteer
them.
To do it,
right.
Then he can monitor them just for safety reasons.
Right, right.
But that'll be a big plus to us that they're here in town doing that workout that he's posted.
Oh, yeah. So
on a volunteer basis.
Exactly. But when they show up in August, they're not starting from ground zero.
Right,
then.
Right. And our kids, this generation, have a tendency to be couch potatoes when they get away from here. They don't show up in the greatest of shape. We had a little meeting last night to make sure everybody's going to be committed to working in the weight room. If you have to stay at home, get on the track, get on the field, get in shape. We do a test at the end of the summer.
Right.
You need to pass those tests or your position could be in jeopardy.
Yeah. Well, that's what, that we've talked about this. The thing that means the most to them is playing time.
Right.
And that's
absolutely.
The way you keep them motivated, to say you're going to use them.
We have a player council in place. It's the first year that it's really working really well. They're pretty much setting the rules and the standards. And they came up with a system whereby if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, it's going to cost you playing time. They all voted for representatives of their position groups, and they make the policy, and everybody's sticking with it, which is a good sign. It tells me that they've taken ownership in their football team. Hopefully it'll pay off in the fall.
Yeah. Well, it sounded like the pieces are coming together. And, with our new conference alignment, you don't have any guaranteed victories anymore.
That's for sure.
every week is going to be a pretty strong opponent.
It'll be tough. The only one that really concerns me is the San Antonio trip for UTSA. I understand they're leaving the WAC already and joining the Conference USA, which where they're pretty much equal there. But they've expedited this movement to the Conference USA. It's just worries me about the number of scholarships they'll have this fall.
Right, right.
We'll probably be outnumbered a little bit. But
other
than that, that's a good schedule, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've heard every coach I've ever known say you don't get better playing weak opponents.
True.
So
we don't have to worry about that.
That's right. One thing we don't have to worry about.
We had four playoff teams last year, so
we'll
have to deal with all four of them. But
we
can stay healthy. I feel good about it.
Good.
I really do. I think we've got enough talent to compete, and it's just a matter of injuries.
Right. Well, Coach Morris, we're looking forward to the fall, and I appreciate you being with us here today. And go Lions!
Go Lions! My pleasure. Thank you. It's good to see you.
Season does open on September 1st. I want to make sure I got that right. And Rand, it's handy to have him to make sure we don't tell any lies here. Memorial Stadium, a home opener against Southeastern Oklahoma State, and so looking forward to that. I can't wait. I think we're all looking forward to it. Coach, thanks so much for making the time.
My pleasure.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Thanks for having me.
All right, when we come back, the semester is nearly over, but the feeling at A&M Commerce is anything but winding down. We'll talk April and May events next on The President's Perspective. This is your station, 88.9 KETR.
Programming on KETR is made possible by Greenville Sleep Center. Symptoms such as headaches, daytime sleepiness, high blood pressure, and diabetes could be signs of sleep apnea. Sleep Therapy Associates specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of obstructive sleep apnea. More information at stat-management.net and 866-529-7828.
Want more information on the most recent movies in theaters? Tune in Friday mornings for Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
Really fantastic stunts. Overall, I was pretty disappointed with the movie.
Just now being released, and I think it'll come out on video.
Alice Reese is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner, and she joins KETR Friday mornings. It's the perfect place to get the information you want on the most recent movies. Only on your station, 88.9 KETR.
My name is Joe Thompson. I'm 29. And thanks to my college degree, I'm a systems analyst. And the college me would tell you.
I wouldn't be here without big brothers, big sisters. My big brother believed in me. And to a 7-year-old...
That means a lot. My big brother's name is Phil. And Phil is the reason that this 7-year-old grows up to be a systems analyst.
Whether you donate money or time, you're helping big brothers, big sisters help a child. Start something today at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. Brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
When severe weather strikes, tune it here. 88.9 KETR.
National Weather Service meteorologists detected a developing tornado 4 miles southwest.
These storms now have knocked over 68,000 people out of power.
This has shown a lot of indications of some large hail and damaging winds.
We're having one terrific storm, electricity's out, something just bammed up against the side of my house.
This storm has organized itself in a line that stretches all the way up through Lamar.
For your source for severe weather coverage, 88.9 KETR.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We're retired, and this is how we live United.
We decided to volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too. We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic. We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The President's Perspective, only on your station, 88.9 KETR. Remember to pledge your support online, safely and securely at KETR.org. Just click Support This Station in the top right corner.
Welcome back to The President's Perspective. I'm Jared Knight. This is a monthly half-hour chat with the CEO of TAMUC, Dr. Dan Jones. Just a couple of weeks left this semester, but we've already had so many things going on, and there's more still.
That's right, Jared. And things really speed up in the spring, and it's all good. It's been a great semester, and of course, not over yet, although commencement, as you say, is just a couple of short weeks away. We had a distinguished speaker on campus a couple of weeks ago. A Texas native and someone who certainly I remember very well, having watched him on the CBS Evening News for many, many years. We had to introduce him to some of our students.
Yes,
but,
sir.
But Dan Rather came and gave just a tremendous talk. And I know he came by here to KETR and did an interview.
That's right.
And I heard bits and pieces. I haven't listened to the whole thing yet, but it's archived. And you
yes.
can go to the KETR website and listen to it there. And as I understand it, he was very forthcoming and very candid during that interview.
Well, he gave us every bit of 30 minutes, which we did not expect. I think that, their folks try to work some things out. But one of the things that surprised me is, we were happy to mention that that he's got a book coming
yes.
out, and he seemed genuinely in awe and thrilled that we were even willing to mention that, because that's not why he was here, obviously.
Right.
And so we were actually shocked and surprised and thrilled about how grateful he was that we wanted to even mention his book. But, too, he talked about everything from Twitter and Facebook and the 24-hour news cycle now and all of that
right.
to, the way he thinks journalism ought to be and some of the things that he thinks might be better for the industry as a whole if some little things changed. But the man's just a big ball of insight.
Yeah, he really is.
You can listen to him.
And, of course, he still holds the record for the longest-serving network news anchor.
Right,
succeeded Walter Cronkite, who in many ways invented, the format for that kind of a news program and certainly set the pace. But it was just wonderful to have him on campus. The thing that I was so impressed by was just he was a genuinely warm and caring and gracious person. He really enjoyed interacting with the students. They had a little dinner with a select group of students ahead of time. And he didn't leave until everyone had had who wanted a photograph with him had gotten one,
right.
and every autograph had been signed. So what a great guest on campus. We also, a couple of weeks ago, honored four new distinguished alumni, and that's always a very noteworthy event during the spring semester. These are individuals who have graduated from either East Texas State or A&M Commerce and gone on to pursue careers of great distinction. And if I might, let me just run through them real quick and just say a word or two about each one. First, Judge Hilda Tagle. Judge Tagle is the first female Hispanic to be inducted into the distinguished alumni community. She earned her library science degree from East Texas State and went on to be appointed a federal district judge by then-President Bill Clinton, mm-hmm. and has just had an incredibly distinguished career. I had the honor of sitting next to her at dinner, and just what a funny and I don't know, energetic person she is, interested in everything, asked great questions about her old alma mater, and was just thrilled to be here.
Good.
Dr. Larry Walker was another of our DAs whom we inducted that evening. Dr. Walker graduated with a degree in biology from East Texas State, went on to attend Baylor College of Medicine, and he served as a doctor in Vietnam and returned to his home of East Texas and has led a life of service and giving another gracious, caring individual who was so grateful to be back on campus. And, of course, we were glad to have him. Jim Thrower was another one we inducted. Jim Thrower is a very successful businessman in Detroit. When Jim was a student here at East Texas State, he lettered in football, basketball, and track and field. So just an extraordinary athlete. Went on to a 5-year career in the NFL, playing for the Philadelphia Eagles, and then retired with the Detroit Lions. Jim was honored, inducted into the Athletic Hall of Fame about a year ago,
uh-huh.
and now is back to receive his distinguished alumnus. And then Dan Bobst, who as a student played on the basketball team, founded Trend HR, which is now a global human resources and outsourcing company, kind of a rising star in the Rockwall community. Very successful businessman, but is really making a difference in the community of Rockwall and helping out in so many different ways. So a great class of distinguished alumni this spring.
I think Dan had some fraternity ties as well, and so
yes.
I think that was kind of neat. And two, and I wanted to mention about Jim Thrower that I guess now his letter, after all the letters he lettered, now his letter is M. I know that the giant golden arch is a big part of who
right.
he is now, too, which is kind of neat.
Yeah, Jim's business, his primary business in Detroit is he owns 8 McDonald's restaurants.
Yeah.
And has been very, very successful. I had the honor of visiting him at his home last summer. And he took us around and showed us his restaurants. And mm-hmm. he's—I got to tell you—he's very, very proud of his places. And kind of his flagship restaurant has a lot of his old sports memorabilia on display there.
Mm-hmm.
So takes great pride in the way he runs his business, treats his people well. They're all just sparkling, spick and span. So
that's the way you want to see them. Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
Sure. I see there's a place on campus too that had been under construction just across from the field house. And we're working toward, I believe, putting lion cub statues.
Yes, yes. This is Rachel's Garden, and we just did the formal dedication ceremony for that last week, right before the spring game.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel was Rachel Rawlings was a young woman who was killed tragically in an automobile accident in 2006. She and her friend Brittany Lipsey both died in that tragic accident on Interstate 30. And Rachel's parents have given to the university a memorial, and it's just a strikingly beautiful monument. It's right across from the field house, kind of overlooking that little bowl area behind where the old student center used to be. And it's a lioness and 5 cubs trailing. And the name of the sculpture is The Teacher. And the theme is that this lion is taking these cubs to water, where she's going to teach them where to go to get water.
Right.
Rachel had aspired to be a teacher. And so this is really a fitting tribute to her. But it is just a sculpture and memorial area of just incredible beauty. And I've already seen a lot of photographs being taken there after commencement. And her parents were both here on campus for the dedication. And their hope is that this becomes a campus landmark, which it already has.
Right, right.
Just a thing of incredible beauty. And real quickly, one more quick news item. As we mentioned at the beginning of the program, we have commencement coming up in a couple of weeks. And we will be awarding an honorary doctorate to John Carlos.
Mm-hmm.
And John Carlos is a name that I know a lot of people remember. Some people may not know the name, but John Carlos ran track for East Texas back in 66 and 67. He transferred to San Jose State after that and then went on to compete and win the bronze at the Mexico City Olympics in 1968 and made headlines the world over with his protest sign, where he raised his hand in wearing a black glove in a gesture of protest, calling on, and a lot of people have said, well, he was protesting the Vietnam War, he was protesting, you know, one thing or another. And actually, all he was doing was making a statement about human rights. And he's quite explicit about that. He says this was not intended to be a show of anger, but it was intended to be an affirmation of human rights. In any event, it made headlines the world over, and Mr. Carlos has gone on to lead a life of humanitarian efforts and a tireless advocate for civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
So he will be returning to campus to receive an honorary doctorate. So the semester is going to end in a very noteworthy way.
That's excellent. 2012, I guess the first part of 2012 here, for normal folks that are not related to a college campus, sometimes the year is more normal. They're starting in January and wrapping up in December.
Right.
But here the close of the year is coming, and the start of a fresh semester is on the way. But in the interim, there is a summertime, which is not necessarily a dull time or a dead time on a college campus. In fact, it gets very busy around here.
No, not at all. Yeah. Here on campus, we have camps going on. We have kids of all ages coming in, athletic camps, band camp. This is a busy place in the summer. It's a lot of fun to be around here. And, of course, we have summer school. We offer, a reduced number of sections, but it's still a lot of stuff going around on the campus of A&M Commerce in the summertime.
We'll maybe talk about some of those programs next month. Also, maybe we'll talk summer vacation plans.
Well, always something coming up. Yeah. Right.
But we'll talk about your travel either way. How about
yes,
that?
Okay. All right.
Well, thanks to our guests this month, A&M Commerce football head coach Guy Morris. Dr. Jones, I appreciate the visit as always.
Thanks, Jared. It's always a pleasure to be here.
This has been the May 2012 edition of The President's Perspective. You can download a podcast of this program or any of our past shows by visiting ketr.org. Just mouse over local programs and click The President's Perspective. Please remember, too, that this program, like many others on KETR, is funded in part by your financial contributions. Please give generously at ketr.org. Just click support this station in the top right corner. The President's Perspective is produced at KETR's studios in historic Binion Hall on the campus of Texas A&M University Commerce. You're listening to 88.9 KETR Commerce, public radio for Northeast Texas. This is your station.